That's forever. That's more than the engagement. That is. And I'm just telling you, that is at some point, whoever is in charge of the radio station goes down there, not for our purposes, but somebody just has to say, man, look, it's not your night. We got a couple reporters here. Just hand over the mic and go take a shower, get a cup of coffee. No. We'll see you tomorrow.
No.
But I'm glad they didn't. I'm so, so, so happy that they just said, well, let's go back to Steve Sparks. And just the resignation in his voice. The play-by-play guy's Parkinson's buddy was on earlier today. Robert Ford was on the station as I was driving in right around 12:15. You know, heard him. And I had to drive into the garage. I don't know if they asked him about it. Because I would think if you're the play-by-play guy, like, well, let's go back to our lunatic, drunken color guy. My partner, ladies and gentlemen, he's having himself a night. He's got more interviews. You are going to hear it all after an update. Don't go anywhere. Trust me. You have the score.
Let's get Jules! That's all we can do!
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is out for the season after tearing his ACL in a non-contact injury today at practice. Watson was just named Offensive Rookie of the Month for October. Tom Savage will start Sunday against the Colts, and the team has signed Matt McGloin, who played for Bill O'Brien at Penn State. Andrew Luck has been placed on IR as he's still recovering from January shoulder surgery. GM Chris Ballard said no doctor has indicated the problem with the shoulder could be career-threatening. Thursday night football is the 5-2 Bills visiting the 3-5 Jets. Coverage on the Score starts at 7. Former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio has been hired as the pitching coach with the Tigers. The Red Sox are bringing in Tony La Russa as a special assistant, and Angels outfielder Justin Upton has signed a new 5-year, $106 million deal. Weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. The Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they're in Minnesota taking on the Wild. The Bulls are off today. They're in Orlando in search of their first road win. The Cavs' Tristan Thompson suffered a calf injury and will miss 3 to 4 weeks. And in the MAC, it's about to kick off. NIU is at the Glass Bowl taking on Toledo. Update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
James Lofton joins us, the Hall of Famer. James, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Bengals and Jaguars this weekend. Who are you most excited to see in that game?
Yeah, I kind of want to see Andy Dalton. Red Rifle, up-and-coming quarterback.
So the Red Rocket on the bench. The Red Rifle, I should say.
When they go to the playoffs, 4 or 5 years in a row.
Yeah, you're probably the only person in Cincinnati that wants to see Andy Dalton play football anymore, James, so I appreciate you on that level.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
Well, that's a pretty big matzo ball hanging out there.
What just happened there?
Whatever.
I'm not going to pick it up. We can be awkward together.
So awkward. Yeah, it is.
I just figured I was going to lay out and let that sit there.
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, you're probably the only person in Cincinnati that wants to see Andy Dalton play football anymore, James, so I appreciate you on that level.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
Good, guys.
I'm good. Nobody want to see no damn Andy Dalton play football. That was he talking about. Get your ass out of here.
another incredibly awkward moment with a guest because of me. That's cool.
Don't you hate that?
Hate what?
Uncomfortable silences. That's when you know you found somebody really special. And you can just shut for a minute. Comfortably share silence.
Well, I don't think we're quite there yet, but don't feel bad. We just met each other.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, you miss a little, you miss a lot. That happened yesterday. We thank you for being with us today. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, quality headwear based in Chicago since 1918. Dan, before we get into this tape, what have we been talking about today? A little Game 7, a little Deshaun Watson, and the breaking news of his torn ACL.
Some Bears football, some college football, and a lot about this performance that you're about to hear.
All right, you go ahead and set it up for the people who are just jumping in their cars or jumping on the train. Yeah, they want to be entertained.
If you are just joining us, you missed this, but now you're going to be so happy that you are in your car now, or you're firing up your radio wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
In the wake of the Astros World Series championship, the local radio broadcast on KBME, is that right?
Is that right, Tanny? Tanny's like
790.
Yeah, just say 790.
On 790.
Make up some call letters.
In Houston, their flagship station had their extended post-game show that involved a live line-quality microphone in the clubhouse post-game. The person they put in charge of that was their color commentator, Steve Sparks, the former knuckleballer for the Astros and other teams.
52 years old, by the way.
52-year-old guy who had a decent MLB career. And they brought him down from the broadcast booth to handle the locker room postgame. Apparently, in the time that it took him to get from the booth to the clubhouse, he had an entire bottle of schnapps.
That's not allegedly. We don't know that.
I said apparently.
Yeah.
All I said was apparently, based on how this appears, that I don't know how somebody can get this obliterated this quickly.
He was very happy.
But the players hadn't even gotten there yet. And this is what we got. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Steve Sparks.
The champagne corks will be popping. Let's go down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Players are 18 seconds away from the clubhouse. 18 seconds away from the clubhouse with the players. We got a lot of people in here.
The guys that didn't participate are only ones in here.
Martez, Feliz, wait, and then some front office guys. What? We're waiting off some guys.
Clippers in here.
All right, here they come. I saw Marwin. There's the beard. I saw Dallas Keuchel. There's the beard. Marwin! Woo! Central!
And Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Ken Giles.
All right, back with Ken Giles in the Astros clubhouse. Ken, this is nuts because it's the most crowded clubhouse I've ever seen. Maybe with the... Hey, pour that on me! I am damp.
What?
Ken Charles, you guys just won the World Series. I can't see, but can you?
Absolutely, I can see everything. Everything's bright. Fantastic here.
Blinded me with science, Ken.
The sky's the limit for us, and we're going to keep on rolling.
And for you personally, where do you get your energy from?
Hey, just enthusiasm, just being a positive mindset. Everybody, I want to set a positive mindset wherever I am.
Last thing, message for the fans back in Houston.
Houston strong, baby! World champs!
That's Ken Giles! That's all we do!
Quit yelling.
Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations. Let's go back to the clubhouse with Steve Sparks.
Charlie Morton knocked it down. Devo locked it down. Coming out of the bullpen. World Series! Devo, I'm going to come back to you in a second, and you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing.
Fisher's doused with me. And I am cold. I am frigid. And I am damp. Yes. Charlie Morton. Then he started throwing some filth, throwing some breaking balls low and into some lefties.
And, you know what?
And they said, you know what? I quit baseball because this guy overmatched me.
Well, to be honest with you, like, it just went by so quickly.
It did?
It did. It was just... it was so quick. On top of all this, is I got to throw to Brian McCann. And
he's a stud, isn't he?
You know, I threw my debut to him. We came up to get, you know, we not in the big leagues because he was way better than me. But we were drafted.
He is way better than you.
Yeah. And he caught my debut.
You know, he has a pear body?
He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim.
He's a little overweight.
He's a stud.
And Mike Fiers is taking a picture, and he's making sure I'm not in it because I'm a slug. Devo. Charlie, thanks for joining us, by the way. Devo.
Who's Devo?
You might be the most talented karaoke singer I've ever heard in my life, besides Adam Lambert from American Idol. Ain't No Sunshine. Last time I asked you to sing Ain't No Sunshine, you went in to some other realm of some other song, and I said, what is he even talking about? You can knock this down. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. You guys just won the World Series. This is never going to happen again. Game 7. Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house ain't never warm when she's away. But baby, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I kind of attracted to this.
She's gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's just so gorgeous. This is straight out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Back to you, Robert.
And another great karaoke performance from Chris DaVinci. That's become post-game celebration tradition. Yeah, Steve Sparks is going to join us in the clubhouse once again with Dallas Keuchel.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews. Blah, blah, blah. CNN, Dallas. How was that? How did you feel, Dallas, winning the World Series?
It was horrible. I mean,
that guy should be expelled.
Altuve's silly, and he's still young. Marwin's young. I mean, these guys.
You're still young.
These guys are like.
I want to slap you in the face.
I'm the oldest of the group, so I got to be like the father shepherd, you know?
Have you ever put anybody over your knee and spanked them in the clubhouse?
No, but I thought about it.
Who?
I told them to clean their act up.
Who?
They're going to get.
Martez, right? Martez.
Martez knows Daddy Keuchel put the whooping on him if he's not in line.
Daddy Keuchel, does your mom ever put you over her knee and spank you?
She couldn't catch me.
You guys stunk 5 years ago.
We did. And you know what? Carl Schneider still stinks.
That's the clubhouse manager. I agree.
Steve Sparks, we'll go back to him down in the Astros clubhouse right now.
AT&T Sports. We got Jeff Blum and Julian Morales with us in the celebration. 111 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What? Can you believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
Blummer, how many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know anything.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I watched 212 Astros games this year. I don't know what's going on outside of Astros baseball.
Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac?
Tupac. That is brutal.
Right now, what?
I'm embarrassed for you on that last one. Who else did we see?
Manny from Modern Family.
Manny from Modern Family.
He's like
Manny. What? I liked him when he was cute and small. These days.
And Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse. Let's go back down to Steve.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, we're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big Holy Toledo from the heavens. Watch it down on the Astros. Knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy. Say what? It's been a lot of fun. The Astros knocking it down, Game 7, against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's been a great ride. We've been going since the third week of February. 212 broadcasts for this broadcast team. We've had a lot of fun. Robert, it's been very enjoyable. And the Astros, can you believe, after 56 seasons, being able to win the World Series for the first time? Unbelievable. Everybody, we thank you for being listeners. Fans, we love you. We'll see you in spring training back again next year. I'm out of here.
All right, and thanks again, Steve, for all your contributions down in the clubhouse of all season long.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Steve Sparks. I don't care where you're at right now. Stand up for that man. Sometimes you just got to open up the door and let greatness in.
Show your respect.
And that's what he did. That man gave you 7.5 minutes of glory just now. And that was
edited.
Yeah, that was edited. There's like half an hour worth of that.
You guys stuck 5 years ago.
That's just the best 7+ minutes of it. That's just, Tanny just skimmed the cream off that bucket of milk.
This is from the 630 Pure Gold. This is from the 815 Holy Bleep. I'm rolling right now. From the 618, is he still employed? This is the greatest 10 minutes of radio. This is awesome. Somebody spiked his drink with LSD. This sounds like a home video from a grade school sleepover. Why did they keep going back to him? Is it me or does he sound like Jimmy Stewart when he screams, Merry Christmas, you old building and loan? My mouth's bleeding right now. I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but I will gladly take another Astros World Series to hear more Steve Sparks. This is epic. This is gold. Steve Sparks is on the lamest cocaine ever.
There are so many little things in there.
That's not Schnapps, Dan. He's on coke.
The ranting about Manny from Modern Family. And he's ranting, and then he concedes, well, I liked him when he was small and cute.
Right! He's having a conversation with himself.
And then he goes into that Jim Gaffigan voice. That is stepping outside and adding a parenthetical comment to what he's saying.
The beginning is like, look at the guys who didn't play. They're right in here right now.
There's some front office guys in here. What?
Hey.
That's all we do! Merry Christmas, Moby Home! Merry Christmas, Emporium!
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Tannehill. Just take a bow. You're the real MVP today. You and because Shep was up and he threw this on the group chat.
Full disclosure, I'm in bed by 8:30 last night.
Shep is monitoring all things World Series Game 7 for us. And Shep caught a little nugget, and then all of a sudden, our guy Tannehill unearthed a gold mine. We got Thursday Night Football tonight, right? So, do we have a transition with Lawrence at all? Do we?
Yes.
Okay, I was gonna say because I'd be damned if we don't run that thing again at 5:50, to be honest with you.
I was in bed. I was falling asleep listening, and I was wondering if I was awake because I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot possibly be real.
It is.
And like, I asked my wife two or three times, I'm like, am I hearing this?
He is on Twitter.
I felt weird sending the text or on the group chat thing because I was like, I don't know if that's accurate.
And by the way, the fart noises were his.
Right?
That's not Tannehill messing around on the digital. That's him as he's saying people's name, going,
right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, what's wrong? Ashton Kutcher. What did Kareem ever do to him?
He looked at in the crowd, Magic Johnson.
And the anger at CNN.
Tommy Lasorda. No, CNN, they blah,
should be
blah,
expelled.
Blah, blah, blah. Right, right. Fake news.
That guy should be expelled. Right,
we learned so many things about Steve Sparks.
Oh,
and I'm so happy that we did.
It's a 52-year-old man.
He's talking.
Tebow, I'm going to come back to you in a second, and you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
Maddie! Dude, that... Like, we've all been around someone that got that drunk that fast.
And the 847
said... They're outpacing you, and they're like, come on, man, let me get there, too.
Team Lodge!
Right, right.
He said, I like when he said that McCann has a bear body. No, he said pear.
He's shaped like a pear.
He said he has a pear body. I thought he said he'd won a Peabody, and I'm thinking, for what? I didn't know some baseball police broadcast, but no, he said he's a pear body, though.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He just added it sort of like at the end of saying he's got a pear body.
Screw it.
He's out of shape.
We're going to run it again right before we're off the air.
Why not?
At 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so if you came in on the tail end
because
of it.
Because there's people are like, what the hell did just happen? I heard the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of it.
How many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
I don't like celebrities.
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know anything.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I watched two
So it's better than anything we're going to give you for the rest of the show. So we're going to do it again around 45 or 50.
Low-key, I think Blum asking why he's whispering, that might be my favorite part.
Hey, why? 11 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What?
Can you
believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
Yeah, it's Julia Morales who's asking.
I was going to ask who's the young lady. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I can't get enough of that.
I like Manny when he's a little guy. Not so much now.
He used to be small and cute. Now he's big and gross.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Oh. Game 7 last night. Deshaun Watson tearing his ACL. The Texans signing Matt McGloin. A lot of things there for you. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm James Brown with the CBS Sports Minute. The Jets and Bills meet at the Meadowlands on Thursday Night Football as they head in different directions. With a red-hot LeSean McCoy and a defense making a habit of taking the ball away, Buffalo is making New England sweat atop the AFC East with a record of 5-2, their best start in 9 years. The Jets could be 6-2, but they're 3-5 after three straight losses. They led in each game of the slump. They were up 14 on the Patriots early and up 14 late on the Dolphins, but couldn't hang on either time. Then they blew a 1-point fourth quarter edge on the Falcons Sunday. The Bills won their Week 1 meeting behind two Tyrod Taylor touchdown passes. It's the Jets and Bills for the 115th time, this time from Jersey. On Thursday Night Football on NFL Network at 8 Eastern, I'm James Brown.
You accomplished a lot today, and you're only getting started. Every day, you want to do more than the day before. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're helping you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. We believe it's time to stretch dollars and imaginations even further, to think creatively and collaboratively. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to you and your business. Visit timeformore.com.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hey, it's Mark Rohde with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. And Ryan, I know you have a couple offices here in the Chicagoland area, but do you really go meet people at their offices if that's most convenient for them?
Absolutely, Mark. A mortgage is a huge financial commitment, and a lot of the borrowers at thehomeloanexpert.com, they want to sit down and they want to meet with us face-to-face to go over the application. And to be honest, we prefer that way too. If your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, or if you're considering buying a home, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Tax and substitutions extra.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Other lenders have ridiculous ironclad pre-approvals, which are worthless. A Team Hochberg loan approval will enable you to close within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there aren't any appraisals or title challenges. And a Team Hochberg loan approval crushes other lenders' pre-approvals. It's the next best thing to a cash offer because your loan will be underwritten and approved by Team Hochberg's dedicated in-house underwriters. Your offer will stand out unless you're competing with another buyer who has a Team Hochberg loan approval. To secure a Team Hochberg loan approval before purchasing a home to increase your chances of purchasing a home, Call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of score listeners, but you can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358, NMLS 19186.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game. Oh, maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Jake Marisnik just gave you an aggressive hug, let's
just
say.
I'll give him a kiss if you want. I'll give him a kiss right now.
Give him a little kiss.
Give him a kiss.
Give him a little kiss. Turn around. That was a kiss on the ear, and George was repulsed.
Steve Sparks was out there doing his thing. Carlos Correa gets engaged on live TV. And I will say this, because I don't want to... I don't want you to think that we're not thinking about you out there, Sox fans. 5-6 years from now,
that's going to be you.
Damn right. Expect to be in that position.
And DJ won't be doing that, though.
No.
Farmio will have his baseball pants on.
Yes. And a lot of hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. But he'll be drinking it.
Five. Was he in prison? 5 years from now, I was thinking about it while watching that game last night. Like, yo, this is the culmination of it. We saw it on the north side last year, where you've got a plan, you execute the plan, you get as many of those hot commodity prospects as you possibly can, and hopefully 3 or 4 of them pan out. It doesn't happen the way that it happened last year for the Cubs. It doesn't happen like that all the time, but I'll be damned if the Houston Astros didn't say, you know what, let's burn this thing down to the ground and figure this thing out on the other way. And it's so awesome to see it come together the way it did. You've got, name me a better shortstop second base combination in terms of defensively and offensively. Give me one in Major League Baseball. Like, nobody's doing what Altuve and Correa can do.
You're talking at the moment or
at the
ever?
Moment? At the, no, not ever. Okay. Right now in Major League Baseball. They've got to be the best, right? Shortstop, second base combo.
Russell and Baez.
George Springer hits 34, 35 bombs at the leadoff spot. I mean, this is what it's supposed to look like. So when Eloy and Luis Robert and all those dudes are here, and 5 years from now, hopefully the plan is taking hold and you're going out there to the cell or guaranteed rate field. I apologize. This is what it's supposed to feel like. This is what it's supposed
to
look like.
John Farrell is managing.
Because I'm the beast.
Yes, Eloy Jimenez is slapping his chest after every damn home run.
Because I'm the beast.
This is what it's supposed to feel like, Sox fans. So soak it up. You know, figure it out. You know, it's going to be tough watching a lot of losses. But hell, you've been used to it over the last couple of years anyway.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson is out for the season after tearing his ACL in a non-contact injury today at practice. Watson was just named Offensive Rookie of the Month for October. Tom Savage will be back starting Sunday against the Colts, and the team has signed Matt McGloin, who played for Bill O'Brien at Penn State. Andrew Luck has been placed on IRs. He's still recovering from January shoulder surgery. GM Chris Ballard said no doctor has indicated the problem with the shoulder could be career-threatening. Thursday night football, the 5-2 Bills visit the 3-5 Jets. Coverage on The Score starts at 7 o'clock. Former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio has officially been hired by the Tigers to be their pitching coach. The Red Sox have brought in Tony La Russa as a special assistant. And Angels outfielder Justin Upton has signed a new 5-year, $106 million deal. And weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. The Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they're in Minnesota. The Bulls have tonight off as well. They're in Orlando taking on the Magic tomorrow as they're still in search of their first road win. And Cavs Tristan Thompson suffered a calf injury and will miss 3 to 4 weeks. And in the MAC right now, in the first quarter, Toledo with a 7-0 lead on NIU.
Goodbye, Toledo! Goodbye, Toledo!
We can only hope.
That never goes out of style.
Maybe it does.
The score. Goodbye, Toledo! Again! Goodbye, Toledo!
Boy, and it's only gotten worse recently. It's a rough listen. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and the Blind Barber located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I like the shade there, Campy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This scoreboard update was awesome. Brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break for those occasional trips into the city. With Metra and its rideshare partner, Uber, you have door-to-door connections to or from a Metra station. First-time Uber users can use promo code METRAConnects to save up to $15 off their first Uber trip.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
Look at all the salt burgers right now on the text line. Ha ha ha, you think it's going to work out for the Sox just because the Astros did it? Well, that's the plan. You burn it down and get as many. Their farm system went from like 25th to number one in a matter of 10 months. Yeah, that's the plan.
You know what they're doing? They told you what they're doing.
These angry ass, these got to be Cubs fans.
What are you so mad about?
Y'all think the Sox players will all pan out because it worked for the Cubs and Astros? LOL.
The Astros players didn't pan out either.
All right.
They drafted Mark Appel.
Yeah, instead of
Brady Aiken.
Yeah. So come on. That's the plan. Stop it.
Yeah,
spread love.
It's okay.
It's the Chicago way.
It's all right. There's always Steve Sparks.
Well, always, forever Steve Sparks. All right, tonight we've got Thursday Night Football right here.
But it's on confusing. The Score. Yeah, it is going to be on 670 The Score. But see, I'm told it's Bills at Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the promo sheet, it says Bills at Dolphins. But they've corrected it by crossing out the Bills and writing in the Jets. So now the promo sheet says Jets at Dolphins. Oh, no. And so now they've gotten the game wrong on the promo sheet twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, thoughts and prayers.
He doesn't care. Brendan is eating like world-class seafood right now in New Jersey. Yeah, so he's fine.
He's in Jersey right now, hanging out with the in-laws and the peeps. Yeah, I forgot that. I did not see Brendan today.
So he's like, I'll just write some random team in there and get the
Jets
hell out of here.
So, AFC matchup.
Yeah, see, so that's first and foremost
no,
for
no,
you?
Not first and foremost for me. You got Warriors Spurs going down tonight, and the NBA just wants you to see as much Lonzo Ball as possible. Lakers Trailblazers. Trailblazers playing some decent ball, even though they've caught a couple of L's.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Yeah, Damian Lillard is not going to take it easy on the young man, and I look forward to that matchup tonight. I'll probably catch more of the late game than the early game Warriors and Spurs.
So that's my plan, is going to be Warriors Spurs flipping, with the secondary issue being Bills and Jets, because that really doesn't move the needle for me. I heard Sam Munson talking about his over-enthusiasm for Tyrod Taylor, his irrational love for Tyrod Taylor.
Watch.
He loves him some Tyrod Taylor.
Is Kelvin Benjamin running for them tonight, or is he getting the Dontrell Inman treatment where he's got to wait a couple of weeks?
But the Tribune did give us the five things you need to know about Dontrell Inman.
I would have rather heard five things about Kelvin Benjamin, to be honest.
Don't ever forget that. No matter what happens, the Tribune news section gave you a piece, five things you need to know. Yeah. I don't need to know anything about him. He wasn't even playing.
He wasn't.
He wasn't on the team for next year. He didn't make
Farmio jumping
trip.
In there.
Right. So, right. But they so did. Just never forget. They
Stop
gave you
it.
Five things you need to know.
Thank you.
About Dontrell Inman.
What do you got tonight?
That's it. I got a little
basketball.
A little basketball, a little football, and I think I'll be good.
No TV shows you and the lady are sitting down to watch?
You haven't
stapled yourself to a sitcom or
We watch Modern Family.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You always watch Modern Family.
I've never watched it.
I didn't.
Very funny?
No, it's.
I've never watched it.
It's wonderful. And I will.
I had some thoughts about it.
Oh, okay.
I will give this new one a chance. The one with Dylan McDermott as the airline pilot. It's called like L.A. to Vegas or something like that.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the Anchorman folks and some Modern Family writers.
Super bad people.
It could be horrible. But just the pedigree is going, I think, going to be worth giving it an opportunity.
Oh, that's tonight. Okay.
No, I don't know if that's tonight or not.
I can check TVGuide.com. All right, Shep, what do you got tonight?
Yeah, it'll probably be. I haven't checked out much of the NBA at all so far this year, so it's going to be a good night for that. NFL, have the game on, at least check in on that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Maction going on that Campy's been talking about and updates.
Yeah, I have to leave early today. They wouldn't let me go and watch that.
But Chris Vanini from the Athletics College Football page wrote a part on the whole like concept of not playing on Saturdays for an entire month and how teams get ready to bounce from playing on a Friday to a Tuesday the next week and then coming back on a Monday the next week and just the weird business side of everything and prepping for those games. It's from like the All-American. It's the college football side of the Athletic, though.
Okay.
It's worth checking out if you're a college football fan at all.
All right, Tanny, what do you got tonight?
Well, I'm going to catch up on a show I have yet to see that debuted about a week ago, Action Bronson's new cooking show called the Untitled Action Bronson Show.
Yeah, it comes on after Deezus and Meryl, and I know it's really late,
so that's why I'm going to check them out on Viceland.com and watch the Leolar episodes of that. Tonight, they got Gilbert Gottfried on there, I think.
Nice!
So this past guest included Stephen Chirippa from Sopranos, Bronson Pinchot, Hubarkish, Debbie Mazar.
It's not Hubarkish. You can't help yourself.
Yeah, it's Action Bronson, who has one of my favorite shows, Bleep That's Delicious, that I'm waiting for that new season to come out. So this is just
so he cooks with a celebrity?
Show. Yeah, basically, it's a
So Gilbert Gottfried is going to be cooking something tonight.
Yes.
I would look forward very much to seeing that.
Yeah, he's worked in a few kitchens. Action knows his stuff. Actually, Tannehill turned me on to Bleep That's Delicious, and it was one of the better views that I got over the last couple of years. I don't know if they're doing with the new season or not, but he's on like a 3-show deal with them. They just put him on and let action be action.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Action Bronson is a hip-hop artist who used to be a chef, but he broke his leg in the kitchen, and during that time when he was rehabbing, he started writing rhymes. So that's how he got into involved in hip-hop. So it's he's an interesting dude.
That's what's on for the crew tonight. 312-644-6767. If you want to jump in, you'll hear Steve Sparks again.
Yes, don't worry. Don't worry. This segment brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain, call 800-616-KNEE. That's 800-616-KNEE. Learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating, 800-616-KNEE.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Bill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PE.
Race fans, if you want to get the experts' picks for the upcoming Breeders' Cup races, then visit cbschicago.com/Tito's and tune into the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, hosted by The Score's Brian Hanley and Eric Barland of Tito's Handmade Vodka, two guys who know the ponies. Eddie Olchek joined the guys to talk Hawks and Breeders' Cup, and Brad Biggs covered Bears. It's one packed show. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
How do you?
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
The fall asleep sale is on at Mattress Firm, because this fall you should fall asleep faster, and you can. You can do that with a new iSeries mattress, and when you get one of those, you get another mattress 50% off.
How about this?
How about what?
The Beautyrest Black Hybrid.
I like it.
It uses motion isolating cooling technology. So not that you'll toss and turn when you're deep in your sleep, but if you would, your partner wouldn't feel a thing, and it gives you superior support. You'll wake up refreshed, recharged, and most importantly, rested. Why wait any longer? Come in today, find your perfect mattress, and don't pay a cent, not a red cent of interest, because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. That's 60 entire months of sleeping happy and interest-free.
It's easy to love your mattress. It is certain that you will love your mattress. They make sure of it, because everybody's perfect night's sleep is unique. One size does not fit all. So Mattress Firm promises, if you don't love your new mattress, you'll love your new mattress. You can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. But I will bet that by the time you get done actually figuring out what's just right with that mattress professional in the Mattress Firm near you, you are going to be just fine. And falling asleep even easier because of the fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Baseball home run champ Barry Bonds indicted on perjury and obstruction of justice charges.
Yes! God, you made me.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week, the history of sports. The 24-second shot clock in pro basketball was first used this week in 1954. This week in 1959, Jacques Plante became the first goaltender to wear a mask during a hockey game. Nolan Ryan threw the fastest recorded pitch to date at 100.9 miles per hour this week in 1974. 40 people were killed because of a Ghana-Ivory Coast soccer match this week in 1993. And this week in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so before Thursday Night Football, my man Lawrence Holmes will entertain you this evening. But before that,
this segment brought to you by Taco Bell and introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. Transition brought to you by Web Ford for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Web Ford in Highland, Indiana.
What you got for him tonight, O?
I'm going to talk a lot of baseball about the World Series and its effect and impact on the two baseball teams. Because as a White Sox fan last night, I see the Cubs win last year. I see the Astros win this year. And I'm like Birdman at the window, like, yeah, I like where this is headed. I like the trend that this sets.
Right.
And it was fun to kind of interact with White Sox fans about that last night because we're all just kind of sitting there going, so two burn-it-down franchises win back-to-back World Series. That sounds like a good idea. So I'm going to go through some of the stuff that Rick Hahn told me in our year-end conversation that we had.
That was a great interview, man.
Yeah,
great times. Rick sounded comfortable and relaxed, like life is headed in the direction that he's finally wanted it to.
And can I just tell you, Carlos Correa messing my stuff up? It was my anniversary of my engagement with Mel, right? So last night, I got her a bouquet of flowers. I went to Sweet Mandy B's, got her a favorite thing from there. Mm-hmm. She came to the
trip. I'm surprised they even made it home with you because you picked it up and sit next to you, right? Did the buffoon on that thing.
No, you're right. I got my own. And so everything is great. Like I got all the hugs and kisses and everything. And then we watching Carlos Correa win the World Series and then pop the question with that blinding ring that he put on that lady's finger.
6 carats.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to turn this off because
right, this ain't helping nothing around here. Yeah,
no one needs to see this.
Yeah, thanks for the cupcake,
idiot. Yeah, nice job, idiot.
Hey, a happy anniversary, my man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, we got to get up out of here.
Yeah, we're not going to do our regular out because we want to get you the Steve Sparks stuff again as quickly as possible. So we thank Anthony Heron and Pete Futek. We thank Brian Gerch, Chris Tannehill, and Nick Shepkowski, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Steve Sparks, legend, right here for you on 670 The Score.
As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Kent Giles.
right, back with Ken Giles in the Astros clubhouse. Ken, this is nuts because it's the most crowded clubhouse I've ever seen. Maybe with the Red Bull that on me. I am damp.
What?
Ken Giles, you guys just won the World Series. I can't see, but can you?
Absolutely, I can see everything. Everything's bright. Fantastic here.
Blinded me with science, Ken.
The sky's the limit for us, and we're going to keep on rolling.
And for you personally, where do you get your energy from?
Hey, just enthusiasm, just being a positive mindset. Everybody, I want to set a positive mindset wherever I am.
Last thing, message for the fans back in Houston.
Houston strong, baby! World champs!
That's Ken Giles! That's all we do! Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations. Let's go back to the clubhouse with Steve Sparks.
Charlie Morton knocked it down. Devo locked it down. Coming out of the bullpen. What series?
Hey, what up, man?
Devo, I'm going to come back to you in a second. And you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing.
Fisher's doused with me. And I am cold. I am frigid. And I am damp. Yeah. Charlie Morton. Then he started throwing some filth, throwing some breaking balls low and into some lefties.
And, you know what?
And they said, you know what? I quit baseball because this guy overmatched me.
Well, to be honest with you, like, it just went by so quickly.
It did?
It did. It was just it was so quick. On top of all this, is I got to throw to Brian McCann. And
he's a stud, isn't he?
You know, I threw my debut to him. We came up to get, you know, we not in the big leagues because he was way better than me. But we were drafted.
He is way better than you.
Yeah, and he caught my debut. In,
you know, he has a pair body.
He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim.
He's a little overweight.
Here we are. He's a stud.
And Mike Fiers is taking a picture, and he's making sure I'm not in it because I'm a slug. Devo, Charlie, thanks for joining us, by the way. Devo, you might be the most talented karaoke singer I've ever heard in my life besides Adam Lambert from American Idol. Ain't No Sunshine. Last time I asked you to sing Ain't No Sunshine, you went in to some other realm of some other song, and I said, what is he even talking about? You can knock this down. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. You guys just won the World Series. This is never going to happen again. Game 7.
Ain't no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house ain't never warm when she's away. But baby, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I kind of attracted to this.
She's gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's just so gorgeous. This is straight out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Back to you, Robert.
And another great karaoke performance from Chris DeVinci. That's become a post-game celebration tradition. Yeah, Steve Sparks is going to join us in the clubhouse once again with Dallas Keuchel.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews. Blah, blah, blah. CNN, Dallas, how was that? How did you feel, Dallas, winning a World Series?
It was horrible. I mean,
that guy should be expelled.
Altuve's silly, and he's still young. Marwin's young. I mean, these guys.
You're still young.
These guys are like.
I want to slap you in the face.
I'm the oldest of the group, so I got to be like the father shepherd, you know.
Have you ever put anybody over your knee and spanked them in the clubhouse?
No, but I thought about it.
Who?
I told them to clean their act up.
Who?
They're going to get.
Martes, right? Martes.
Martes knows Daddy Keuchel put the whooping on him if he's not in line.
Daddy Keuchel, does your mom ever put you over her knee and spank you?
She couldn't catch me.
You guys stunk 5 years ago.
We did. And you know what? Carl Schneider still stinks.
That's the clubhouse manager. I agree.
Steve Sparks, we'll go back to him down in the Astros clubhouse right now.
AT&T Sports. We got Jeff Blum and Julian Morales with us in the celebration. Yo! 111 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What? Can you believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
Blummer, how many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know anything.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Astros games this year. I don't know what's going on outside of Astros baseball.
Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
We saw. No. Don't say wait. Tupac.
That's
that was brutal.
Right now, what?
I'm embarrassed for you on that last one. Who else did we see?
Manny from Modern Family.
Manny from Modern Family.
He's like
Manny. What? I liked him when he was cute and small. These days?
And Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse. Let's go back down to Steve.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, we're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens. Watching down on the Astros knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy. Say what? It's been a lot of fun. The Astros knocking it down, Game 7, against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's been a great ride. We've been going since the third week of February. 212 broadcasts for this broadcast team. We've had a lot of fun. Robert, it's been very enjoyable. And the Astros, can you believe, after 56 seasons, being able to win the World Series for the first time? Unbelievable. Everybody, we thank you for being listeners. Fans, we love you. We'll see you in spring training back again next year. I'm out of here.
All right, and thanks again, Steve, for all your contributions down in the clubhouse and all season long.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's going to be great.
Picture your perfect steak, nice and thick and medium rare and charred on the outside and just the right shade of pink on the inside and salted just right. Now, picture an Old Vine Zinfandel in a big balloon glass, rich, ripe, and lush and balanced, sourced from a 60-year-old estate vine, and it's aged in 50 or 40% new American oak. Picture that. Picture a wine that good, and now imagine this, that wine is sitting on your table with that steak, and it's just $13 a bottle. Well, it's real. It's true. It's Lot 537 Alexander Valley Old Vine Zinfandel from Cameron Hughes. You know by now that Cameron Hughes gets world-class quality wine from the best vineyards, but because of the business deal, when they make too much of it, he's able to bring it to you at a fraction of the price. And now you get even more than that. You're going to want a case of this Lot 537 Old Vine Zin at $13 a bottle. It's crazy. You got to get this. And you get free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. You got to go to chwine.com. That's CH for Cameron Hughes, chwine.com/Dan, or enter Dan. When it asks you for a code, you put in just those three letters. Everybody says it didn't work. D-A-N, that's all you need. chwine.com, it's free shipping. It's a huge savings. It's a great deal to try already discounted wine. So it's a great deal. It's a great wine. Don't miss out. Limited time offer, a limited amount of this wine. Go to chwine.com, use the code Dan. Remember the Lot 537 Old Vine Zin. Get it. chwine.com and enter Dan.
Libra, this week your talents will get noticed by the higher-ups at work. Scorpio, that vacation that's been on your mind isn't going to plan itself. Do what you can to get away. Sagittarius, teamwork is the only way you're going to get ahead this week. Flying solo is unrealistic. Capricorn, moving ahead in your career might mean looking for opportunities elsewhere. Get your resume in order. Aquarius, use this week to finish all the little projects you've been obsessing over. And Pisces, this week your relationship will get a lot more serious than you thought. Something big is bound to come up. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant
holding calls. This moment he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Monday, CBS presents a new